All right, we wrap with Royce Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday here on Mackie and Judd. You can find Royce Unchained and all of the other shows within that. Anywhere you find podcasts, Royce on Baseball, Monday Night Sports Talk. Okay, Pat, Judd is firing one of the hitting coaches to send a message. What are you doing to hold this Twins team accountable?
I'm not firing Rudy, so it would have to be the other guy who they brought in for Rousen, although I don't know if that can be the it'll be interesting to see if they do something like that in the middle of the season. I mean, that's become very common now in Major League Baseball when a team isn't hitting to fire the hitting coach. Chili Davis already got fired by the Mets this year. Couple of weeks ago, and I don't know if they started hitting better or not, but I guess it's like hiring the offensive coordinator. You know, it's something you do before the manager gets fired or the coach gets fired. So I guess I don't think that'll solve anything, though. If there's somebody out there who can tell me they can get Miguel Sano to hit 220 and only strike out 40% of the time, though, I'd take him. Somebody'd have to guarantee me that. How about Tatis Sr.? Why don't we hire him? Right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm down for anything at this point.
Everybody loves Tatis Sr. Let's give him so much money he has to take it. Of course, he probably doesn't need it now because I think he was the one of the unofficial agents for the kids, so he's in good shape. But you know, he's the guy everybody talks about working out with in the winter. The one time Miguel got in shape, he worked out with Tatis Jr., a senior down there in the Dominican on his hitting and everything last spring before he went home and got fat during the pandemic. You know, during the pandemic shutdown, got fatter again. So, yeah, I don't know. I guess if I could get the right guy, but I don't want to just bring in Toby Johnson from AA and think he's going to be the answer. Let's go big and let's get somebody who can actually teach hitting.
Five-game trip, boys. Five games. Runners in scoring position, Pat, 11 for 60. 183.
Were they that good?
11 for 60. But that's because in game two of the White Sox series, 5 for 12. So take out the 5 for 12 and they were as bad as you thought.
The left on base are just, you know, we now do runners in scoring position. Just plain old left on base is still a pretty good stat, in my opinion.
53 in five games. 53 runners left in five games.
Oh, they cannot get a clutch hit. Now, Garlic almost hit a grand slam. You know, the guy, Billy Hamilton, caught it up at the near the top of the fence and didn't carry enough. But that tells you something. When he's playing against right-handed pitching, right? Mm-hmm. The only reason this 29-year-old journeyman made the team or was, you know, wasn't one of their 30 guys was because he could hit left-handed pitching, which he's done this year. But he has done nothing against right-hand pitching, but he's still playing because they hate the rest of their team so much, I guess. I don't know why he's playing. I have no idea. But he was in the lineup yesterday against Lance Lynn, who, by the way, Cruz, do you see what his ERA is? One?
Yeah, it's like below two, yeah. Yeah.
It's 130 or some damn thing. He
grinded that last inning a little bit. In
yeah, he did.
Lance Lynn fashion, but yeah.
Yeah, but he's a guy who pitches better when he's getting paid what he thinks he's worth, apparently. when he was here, he had a bad attitude. And he's throwing 96, 97, though, when he has to. It's pretty amazing. I mean, this is a utter and complete mismatch, them and the White Sox, without Robert and Jimenez playing for the White Sox, of course, without Buxton playing for the Twins, so I guess that might be kind of a push. But it's over. It's over. There's no coming. This idea they haven't decided what to do yet.
Also, okay, if I hear one more person bring up the Washington Nationals from 2 years ago,
yes,
well,
right.
The Washington Nationals, the baseball's been played for 150 years, and you're bringing us the one example of a team being like 15 God games below .500 and coming back to win the World Series.
Check out the rotations, will you? before you get too carried away then. Let's see who they had pitching and who the Twins are sending out every 5 days. I mean, you know, they the rotation for the Washingtons was pretty good. And what was it when they were buried? Was it I know they had, what, 11 to 19, or 19 and 30, wasn't it? 19 and 30 they were, so.
Something like that.
I think 1931, maybe something,
you know,
like that.
It's months like this where I just feel genuinely terrible for our friends at Bally Sports North. Yesterday on the postgame show, our guy Tim Laudner was literally giving them a pep talk. You know, hey, you got the White Sox next weekend coming to Target Field. Turnabout. He said turnabout is fair play. Go take care of business in Oakland and get these guys back next weekend. I'm like, oh, man. I mean, I guess you have to say that. I don't know what else you're supposed to say. But
yeah, I think that we're going to be watching a lot of Being Wild shows on Bally. I think they're going to be filling their
wild
time. I think they're going to be filling their time with those do they still do the Being Wild shows where they
Becoming Wild.
Repeat them like 69 times a week or something like that.
Coming up next is the assistant stick boy in Becoming Wild.
I really like my job.
Well, anyway, we can forget about the Twins. We're going to have we have the Lynx playing their opener tonight, and I will be there.
Nice.
Very good.
And it was recommended to me, let's say this.
You know who's going to be there right with you, Patrick Gracie?
Who?
Me.
You're going to be there. You must be freelancing. You must be freelancing.
The Pioneer Press is.
Pioneer Press is. You could become the Pioneer Press Lynx writer.
I want to see. Here's what I would love to see. I love Cheryl Reed, but Cheryl Reeve gets to skate. Like, they're usually really good. I want Judd Zolgad to go in there and grill Cheryl every day as a beat writer.
When is Maya Moore coming back?
Yeah.
Right. The Pioneer Press just wants you to be happier than Big Happy is when he covers them, damn it. Youngblood. Yeah.
Oh, Youngblood will be thrilled to see me, I'm sure.
Yeah. Well, he probably won't be there. He'll probably be in the office. So I don't know if he'll be there or not. Anyway, go Lynx. What the hell?
Pat, the other thing this weekend, we've got Wild playoff action. Is this the year? Is this the magical run?
I pointed out on Twitter last night, Stanley Cup started being awarded by the NHL in 1927. Has any team ever won the cup after finishing the regular season by giving up 7 goals against? The last 7 goals of their season were scored by the other team. Has any team ever won the cup when that happened?
This is the type of negative attitude that Bally Sports North doesn't need, okay?
No, this is not that kind. Now, there might have been a couple of shutouts where teams got beat 3-0, 4-0, to end the season. But in the last game they played, gave it up 7 in a row. I bet that's never happened. I don't think we can beat the 7 in a row jinx. That's what I don't think.
It's the greatest rope-a-dope of all time. Dean said, okay, you scored 3, now give up 7, and the Golden Knights will see that, and they'll fall asleep.
By the way, don't spend all your time worrying about whether they can beat Vegas and Colorado. There's a 45% chance St. Louis will beat Colorado.
Well, that might be worse for the Wild.
It could be, but I mean, this is hockey, and these four teams are pretty close, I think. All the four of them don't. I mean, St. Louis ends up 12 points behind the Wild, but the way they played the last 6 weeks or so, that's four pretty good teams in those playoffs here, and I don't think it makes any difference which one you're playing.
I think you're right.
Yep. So, although
I think, I know the Colorado's apparently got their offensive game going again because they exploded here this week. But wouldn't you rather face the inferior goalie right off the bat? And that's Colorado has that. So, I mean, I don't know. I think they could beat Vegas because they don't have to score as many goals, right? Right, Judd? They would take... You need 4 goals to beat Colorado, probably, and you may need, you need 3 maximum, maybe 2 to beat Vegas. So, anyway,
I don't know why you feel the need to direct that question to Judd when the hockey whisperer Phil Mackey's sitting here, but it's fine.
I don't know. I just hope. Who traded Tuck, by the way? Who traded
Fletcher.
Tuck?
That was, Fletcher.
Fletcher. Okay. Yep. I was going to say, if Tuck gets the winner in game seven or something, we're going to be mad at Fletcher again.
Do you know what they got back? I actually looked this up last night. So the Golden Knights would take Hala. They traded him Tuck for the third round pick in 2018, which has turned into a guy named, I think it's Connor DeWar, who has been in Iowa.
They had the third. Goals.
Well,
they had the third overall pick.
The third round.
Third round.
Pick. Oh, third round.
This guy was a third round pick.
But it was It was also too to protect. It was an underlying under the table.
It was so they would take Hala.
Yeah, so they would take Hala, not Brodin.
Yeah.
Or Dumba.
Dumba, right? Dumba was the one they were trying to protect, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So. But that's what Fletch got back.
Well, you know, thank God we had 11 months of Paul Fenton to make some good trades for this collection of mutts. Clean out the old garbage and get her rolling, man.
He was the fixer.
As far as I'm concerned, it's Team Fenton we have going into the
playoffs.
That's
right.
I look forward to that column.
All right, Pat, we'll talk next week.
All right, gentlemen.
Yeah,
goodbye.
All right, that's wrapping with the legendary Patrick Roycey.